Mitvach, the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, says the following. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa B'Rabban Yechonim and Zakei, Sh'yerechav Alechamor, V'yeyetzim Yishalayim, V'yetalmidov Mahoch and Achrov. Yechonim and Zakei was leaving Yishalayim with his Talmidim. Ro Riva Achas, he saw a girl, Sh'yitzim Malaketes, So'irim Yibain Gololi Behemten Shalarbiyim, that she was collecting Nebuch, she was so starving, she was collecting the so'irim amongst the glolly behemoths of the Arbiyim. Came into Ra'a so'isoi, once she saw him, Nis'atva b'sayra v'amdu l'fonav, Amru le'rebi panaseini. Amru le'biti miyat, who are you? Amru le'i, she said to him, Bas Nakdimon ben Gurion. Annie, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion, who is known to be an extremely wealthy person. Amula biti moment shall base a base of vichon. What happened to your father's money? Hekan halach. Amuloi Rebbe loikidein maslam eslay bishlaim. Don't they have a marshal in Yerushalayim that says melach momoin chosar? If you want to preserve melach, if you want to preserve momin chosar, then you have to be machaset. You have to give it away. Someone who wants, Rashi says, if someone wants to preserve his money, if someone is mechas on his mom, and that is going to be a kim of his mom. And others say melach mom and chesed, to do chesed with the money. Then he asked, "Vayt v'shabes chanich eichenhu amroloi boze v'ibedezeh." One was going the other. Once one got lost, the other got lost as well. Amroloi Rebbe zechor ato. Do you remember kishechasamta ksubasi, when you signed on my ksuba? Amalen l'tamid of zecharni. I recall her ksuba kishechasamta ksubasa shazu v'yisi kira be'elef alofim din reizav. Millions of din reizav mebeis avia chutz mishachamia. And this was the case that she had to come on to the glolim of the animals of the Arbiyim. But what I would like to take out of this Gemara is the Yesoid, which is known. The Gemara says, a marshal, melach momin is chos. If you'd like to preserve your money, you're supposed to be mechasi, you're supposed to give tzedakah. The mice is, it's not just a Gemara, it's really a pasuk. It's a number of psukim. The pasuk initially says, in Perchav Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says like this, Nival lahoin ish ra'oyin, someone who is a ra'oyin, someone who is an ish kili, like the Mechaber says, someone who gives less than echad me'asar is an ayin ra. So he was nival lahoin, he was anxious to build up wealth, to amass wealth, to get to this hoin. So what he decided was, he would be a ra'oyin for the time being. He would be a ra'oyin, not give away enough tzedakah. V'lo yeda, but he wasn't aware, ki cheser yivo'enu. If someone is a ra'oyin on his tzedakah, cheser yivo'enu, he will end up losing out of the deal. So betzim, it's not just a mashal, I guess that was the mashal she used, but it's really a pasuk, that if someone withholds, or someone is a keely, someone is he's giving tzedakah, but not kedarka, not like he's supposed to, he's an ayin ra, he's a ra oyin, then it's going to be kiches yivoenu. And the Mechaber already paskins, what's an ayin ra? The Mechaber already paskins, an ayin ra is someone who gives less than a tenth. So someone who gives less than a tenth of his money, litzedakah, to aniyim, then he will chulila have, lo yedid is not aware, but he will chulila have kiches yivoenu, he will end up losing out on the deal. In fact, Rashi on that pasuk says, if someone is memayel harbas hoin v'goizu chumaisav v'maisreisav, that's what's going to happen, he's going to have kechesi v'enu. Perhaps it's another pasuk in Mishlei, in Perik Yigimah pasuk Zayin, the pasuk says, yesh misasher v'enkoil, so on, that people who would like to be wealthy, v'enkoil, and they end up with nothing. And Rashi says, misasher hao begezel aniyim, v'saif ein loy klum. And the pasuk continues, Misreishesh v'hoin rov. But if he's Misreishesh, Tzagrashi, Ayidei Shepizim v'nasan lev yainim, then hoin rav is muchen loy. If someone is benevolent, if someone gives tzedakah, he's pizim v'nasan lev yainim, then he's going to have a hoin rov. Alright, that's betzim. We'd like to take it to the next step. You see in the Pasuk that the Pasuk that somehow Zelumazeh, when we're referring to Inyanim of Tzedakah, the Pasuk uses a Lashon Hoin, right? Neval Lahoin, or it says Mesreshesh Vahoin Rav, Inyan of Hoin. Or Lamashal, there's another Pasuk well known in Mishlei that says Lo Yoyol Hoin B'yeim Evra. The second part of the pasuk is more known than the first part. But anyway, you see that it's Zelu Umayzeh. When the zone is going to Chulila have an Eis Tzara, his Hoin is not going to help him. But Tzedakah, that will be Tatzel Mimavis. So Zelu Umayzeh, it's Hoin against Tzedakah. What is the Taich of Hoin? What's the, you know, we're familiar with the concept of Oisha. How does Hoin differ than Oisha? And it's two different things. So much the Pasuk Tehillim says, Hoin v'Oisha bebeisai. You have Hoin and Oisha bebeisai. V'tzidkasai omedes la'ad. Pasuk continues a few psukim later. Pisa nasim lavyenim. Also tzidkasai omedes la'ad. But you see, there's two things. There's Hoin and then there's Oisha. What is Hoin and what is Oisha? So I would like to suggest, and it's, I have a kamarais, but not for now, but would like to suggest the following, that oisher means someone's wealth and how he uses his wealth. If someone lives in a nice house, and he drives a fancy car, and he has mesharsim, and he has he spends money, and he's living a lifestyle of an oisher, that is an oisher. It's his lifestyle, it's his ravchus, it's his tzrachim that he's able to have, b'derech ravacha, that is considered oisher. That's oisher, that's a gvir. That's Aisha. Hoin, on the other hand, is mamish punkfakat. Hoin is not someone who is using money for. If someone is a spendthrift, someone spends money and lives big, he doesn't have hoin. Hoin is wealth that's accumulated over time. It's wealth that's stored that you're not using. It's that you would like to use it for a rainy day. You would like to use it for the power that it has or whatever is involved in that wealth. But that is hoin. Someone has a hoin attic. Someone who has a warehouse. An oitza of money, that is hoin. Hoin is an oitza that you're not using for your needs. It's excess money that you're storing away, that are your cash reserves. That's your hoin. Hoin v'oisha bebeisai. The pasuk is being maftiach for such a person. The Talmud Chacham that is going to have hoin and oisha. It means even though he's going to have oisha and he's going to live in a wealthy lifestyle, nevertheless that won't affect his hoin. He'll still have reserves put away. He'll still have a hoin. He won't have any chesaron from it. All right. That's the understanding. So the Maase is a person has, the Pesukim are talking against the Yetzer Hara. A person feels, okay, he spent money for what he needs, and now he has a little money left over. What should he do with this money? So the Yetzer Hara says, put it away, you'll have a hoin. And the Yetzer Tov says, Adrabah, give it to Anim, give it to Tzedakah, help out others. Those are the choices that that's the choice that he has to make. It's hoin versus tzedakah. Is he going to take this excess money and give it away for other people, or will he have it for himself and build up a hoin? And that's why it's lo yoyel hoin b'yom evra. His amassing of wealth will not help him b'yom evra, but tzedakah, the money that he did give away, that will be tatzam yamavis. Nival lahoin ish ra'ayin. He was the person who was nival hoin. He wanted to have these cash reserves. He wanted to build up an empire. V'leyadik eches yivena. That's not how you do it. You want to do it, it's you have to give it away. And that's the mashal melech mom in his chasa. If you would like to build up, that's misreishesh, then you'll have a hoin rav. Then you'll be able to have this hoin. And the Maisa is the Yishalmi. Why am I making Indian out of Hoin? It's because Yishalmi learns out Maisa Ksofim. It learns out from a different pasuk. It's Kavir es Hashem mehoinecha, u'mereishes kol tvuasecha. And they say the Hoin, from your Hoin, you have to give Maisa just like you give from mereishes kol tvuasecha. Just like you give. It's a shaila amongst the Mefarshim. Doesn't mean only Truma or Maisa Rishon. Doesn't mean all your Trumas and Maisas that you give. Whatever it is. But it's mereishes kol. What you give, mereishes kol, from your Trumas and Maisas, so too you have to give mehoinecha from your money. That is the pshat in Maisa Ksofim. That means you amassed wealth, and then at that wealth, faket, you have a chiv to faket, be machabed Hashem, and give it to aniyim. The Yishalmi doesn't say it has to go to aniyim. If anything, the Yishalmi just compares it to Trumas HaMaisis, which we discussed many times. That means it should go to the Gemes Trumas HaMaisis, which went to Kohanim and Levim, is Amalei Torah. If you look in the Goyin and Sifkat and Beis, when he quotes the Yishalmi, he says, Yishalmi itmesh maisa ani noyig afilu b'ksafim. Maisa ani is noyig afilu b'ksafim. And he says, V'yalif mimashukaz ha-kabit ha-tseshem me'yonecha mirechit kol tvozecha. How did the Goyin know that the Yishalmi meant to give it to Aniyim. Maybe it was only stamped to give to Amalei Torah. How do you know that the Amalei Torah had to be Aniyim? How do you know that it's going on Aniyim? It doesn't say in the Goyim, but that's how he touched up the Yishalmi. So Meshav Dover from the Nativ, Hamek Sheila, he touched it up because it's Kabed, and we find in other places that when it talk about Kibud to Hashem, it means to give to Aniyim. Look, what I'm saying, it could be from a different perspective, is that we understand that we're constantly in the psukim, we are zelu mazeh, it's hoin is against tzedakah. And that's the whole nisoyin, is to share yohoin, fakert, and give it to aniyim. So if it's kabed, it's Hashem meyaynecho, if it's coming from yohoin, then it's understood, the goyin understood, that meant that you have to give it to aniyim. Not stam ambalei Torah, but has to go to, it's called maiz aniyim, like the goyin, has to go to aniyim. All right. We discussed, really we're supposed to be going weiter, but Rabbi Felder this week told me a word from the Satmar Rav, from others, and I would like to share with Eilim. We've discussed in the past, when someone gets money in any form of profit, gain, whatever it might be, he's mukhif to give my ksafim. What would be if he gets a present, it's a shavakas if he doesn't get money. You have a guest for Shabbos and they give you a picture frame, a bowl, do you have to give off maisa on that? Or if your father or parents, in-laws, give you a house, a car, whatever, you discuss different mashalim, the idea is they give you shavu kesef, do you have to give off maisa? And we discussed there many shitas on it. What became apparent is the minig, or the majority hold like this, is that we follow that if you get a chefetz, you don't have to give maisa. We don't see people giving maisa on items that they receive. And the child is, why not? What happens? I mean, it's a profit, you gained, so why on money do you give Maisa and on items you don't give Maisa? So Rabbi Felder told me this week that Rav Donna from England told him that he heard from two Gedolim, one of them the Satmar Rav, that the Pshat is as follows, that Hayois, Maisa is the Gemes, Maisa Ksafim is the Gemes, Trumas and Maisis, right? Mireishas called for a Seko, Asa to Asa is the other Makar, which is also an Indian of Tvu of Maisa. It has to be mamish de gemis, trumas and maises, that is, that we only do it on things that you could be mafish minei or bay. Dogin, if I have the kernels, I could be mafish one kernel on the nine kernels. Mm-hmm. Even in the one kernel that I have, I can cut it up and keep 9/10 for myself and give away 1/10 of that kernel to a nani. When it comes to chvetim, if someone gave you a picture frame, if you're going to cut up that picture frame, you're not going to have a picture frame, he's not going to have a picture frame. But the devar is in each frame, and each item is not divisible, so yes, it's not divisible. You can't be mafish, minei obey, so memela, that was a nichlal in the chi of a maise ksafim. A shein avar. That was the fact. I mean, even though the maise we find, who's it, he told me, Rav Greinemann, asked the shalat, we find the chvesa are chiyuvim in the Torah to give maise, even when it's not divisible, not mafish, minei obey, like maise behema. You can't take a behema and chop it up. It's only when you have 10 behemas you give one away. Nevertheless, but this wasn't the Gemes Maisa Behemah. This was the Gemes Trumas and Maisas of Tvua. By Tvua, we found that its Achiva has only been its Mafish Minei Bay. So too, Maisa Ksafim is only on those items that can be Mafish Minei Bay. Hashayna Deher. That was the Satmaras Deher. So what's Prat with money? Prat is money, and you're not going to rip up that dollar. Prat is money, is anyway, only represents value. So it's divisible. It's not this $100, it's the value. The value was divisible. I could take 9/10, and I could give 1/10 to Aniyim. The shayla is as follows. I guess Rabbi Felder, he didn't have a tshuva to this. It's a beautiful vart. I don't want to chat with the vart. But the mice is, I don't understand it. This would only work well in the last couple of thousand years, let's say 2,000 years, that we're on the system of currency. But when we go back before then, that the system worked according to barter. So if I'll barter goods, I'll give you my table if you give me cups, and then cups, I'll take a couch, and we go back and forth, and that's how we all live without, before the days of currency. Maybe it was more than 2,000 years ago, but Zazain, before the days of currency, in barter, there would not be a chiv, loita satmarav, to give my saksafim. Because if someone gave me an animal, that animal that I would like to trade off to someone else is not divisible. I can't cut off the animal's head and keep the rest of the animal unless I want to eat it. But if I want to, if its value is in harisha, which is worth more, like the Gemara says. Good, but I'm talking about in any system of barter, it would come out that you wouldn't have to give trumas and maises, which is a davar chodesh. Now, let me.
There's no gain. It's based on value. They always had a value.
I know that they might have always had a value, but according to Satmar Rav, I only have to be mafresh and azach that's divisible, money. But if something is not divisible, I get an animal. If that's how I work, let's say I have a herd of sheep and a few sheep were born this year, no problem. It's mine to keep, and I don't have to give truma. I don't have to give my seksafa money because it's not divisible. Today I was desperate. I needed a shipment of paper goods. I asked you, and I gave you instead nothing to give you. That might be what was going behind the scenes, but according to Satmar Rav, the word is that the chiv was only on something that could be mafresh minei obey. That's not mafreshable minei obey. I can't do it minei obey. He understands its value. He understands that it's profit and gain. But he says the chid. But if I got what I profited wasn't a dollar, wasn't currency, what I profited is not something that's divisible, that you can't be mafresh minei obey. I can't take a tenth of it to be mafish, the other nine tenths, so mamela it's not going to work. So it's going to come out later, Satmar Rav, it should come out that there would not be a din in the barter system of my six offim. The problem is, the problem is that my six offim is learned out all the way back to Avram Avinu and all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, Asa Asrenu Loch, and Pashas over then, he was dealing with barter, he was dealing with when he got the Rechush of Sedaim, it wasn't money, when he was dealing, in fact, this week's Pasha again, Shteit in Rashi, I threw this in for you, straight in Rashi, that it came after he gave off Maisa, then he gave the Durin to Esav. So here he has a flock of animals, Gemalim, whatever it is, he has animals, and he had to give off Maisa before he gave those animals to Esav as a present. Why is he giving Maisa off of my animals? The animals are not Mafish, Menei, Obey.
It's multiple animals.
But even if I get multiple items, even if my guest decides to give me a set of 10 matching spoons or 10 kaises, it doesn't make a difference. Each item is not, you can't cut up the item. Every single item is not mafish minei obey. Maisa behemah is also not mafish minei obey. And the only reason why over there is because it's taka, that was a kasha on the Satmar Rav and the Teretz was, is because the dimin akra of maisa ksofim wasn't to maisa behemah. It was to chumas and maisas of tvur, when every single tefuah that grew, I could break off 9/10 for myself and 1/10 to the ani. I could do it. It's possible. It might not be realistic, but it's possible. So instead, I'll gather it all together and then I'll give him one kun and I'll keep nine. I'll give him one bundle and I'll keep nine bundles. But the word is, it's mafresh minei obey. It's shayach to have a fresh minei obey. So therefore, it's chal adin mais on it. Mashenkin, things that are not broke, you can't divide them, so you can't have a hafrosha minei obey, so therefore it's not mafreshable. And now, let me take this Satmar Rav to the next step. Loite Satmar Rav, if your guest will give you a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates, you will have to give off mice on that, because I could take the wine and it's divisible, just like tvu is divisible. It was only on kalim that are not divisible by its very nature. If you're going to break a kli, you're not going to have a kli left, so then you won't have to give off mice ksofim. But on any food items, or any other item that you could imagine that it's breakable and divisible and you'll still be able to give it, if you come out, you still have to give ma'isik sofim. And that's really not the minig either. I never saw someone do that when he got a bottle of wine as a present. So if you're trying to fan for the minig, I don't know if he's fadining the minig and gansin anyway.
No, I think that the Satmar is going on
Satmar Rav.
Satmar Rav, I'm sorry, he's going on that we're learning on the Pasuk of Mishlei. He's not going on the din of Aser Asrenu Loch. If you say Aser Asrenu Loch, then you're talking about...
But all the Mefarshim, if you look at the Mefarshim, they all say this Ma'isek Sovim is a Minik Kedum. It goes all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, to Ram Avinu. It's that we're trying to accomplish, that Dugba, that din that they did, that they gave off. They gave off Ma'isa, so we too are going to give off Ma'isa. To Minik Yisrael. I know they had money, but the Lamai says Yaakov Avinu, when he got his animals, he got it because his cattle grew. And Shteit in the Pasuk, Rashi says, B'yodoi means that after he gave off Maisa. What's he giving off? And why? Because I says, Rano, look, what's he giving off Maisa? He doesn't have a chiva, Maisa Ksofim on those items. Okay, Maisa Behem, it's not much like that, but could be. The dark case. I was going to say, you have behemoths that are not nichla in the dinim of Maisa Behemoth. Nevertheless, he gave them. Okay, all right. But Lamais is Rechush of Sedoim. If you want to tell me he was only giving on money, Sruch Na'al, he had a shoestring. What, you cut off the shoestring, you'll have half the shoestring, I'll have half the shoestring. It didn't happen. And Avo Bikin, he stated that he gave off Maisa. So you, if that would be the vort, let me suggest a different shot. He was trying to tie up. The Maisa, there is no chilek between Matana and Mekach HaMemka B'Yisoid, because both of them are chayv b'Maisa. If I get a dollar in Matana or a dollar in Mekach HaMemka, I have to give off Maisa Ksofim. He's trying to give a chilek between money versus Kalim. I didn't see it inside because it wasn't inside. It was only told of. It's already, you're getting it to Kli Revi now. But anyway, that's let me suggest perhaps a different shot to be Matzdik the Minig, and we'll go weiter. We were saying before, is what is hoin? Hoin means money that's in excess of your hishtamshes. Oisher is your hishtamshes, the way you use your money, the style you live, that's your lifestyle, that is your trochim that you spend on, that is oisher. If someone spends big and he lives big, he's in oisher. Hasameich b'chelko is because he's more satisfied with his lifestyle than the usher is satisfied. He's more satisfied in his trochim and his sipuk trochim than the usher is. The usher of an usher is that he feels that if he'll have this fancy car, he'll have a happier lifestyle, he'll have a happier life when he's driving that car rather than a different car. That's usher. Hain is what's in excess of your trochim, it's what's stored away, the reserves. It means I have money, the money that it's in the reserves, that is hain. The pasuk of Yisham is coming on Reskabet Hashem Mehonecha. The Rishonim, when they quote it's over, you're supposed to give Maisa Mehoin. That's how they use the lashon. In fact, in this week's Pasha, there's an Ibn Ezra, and you can look it up, Lamed Hei Yudalid, the Ibn Ezra, I don't know why he brings it in, but he said when it gets to Beis El, here Yaakov was mafrish, to quote, Maisa Mehoinoi. The inyan to be mafrish Maisa is from Hoin. They say, for Yosha, like that, the inyan to be mafrish Maisa is Mehoin. I'm willing to suggest that hoin, the taich of hoin is only when I have money. If I have money, that's something that is not for hishtamshes. Now, if I decide to take that money and then buy ice cream with it, that's no problem. At that point, I translated the hoin into oisha. I translated the hoin into hishtamshes. But if someone gives me ice cream as a matana, someone gives me a picture frame, at that point, that is not hoin. That it was for my usage. That's for my hishtamshes. That is not hoin. That is oisha. I don't have a chiv to give off maisa from oisha. I only have a chiv to give off maisa from hoin, from money, stuff that is reservable, stuff that is not for my ishtamshes, that is where I have a chiv of maisa. I don't have a chiv of maisa on oisha. It's a suggestion. I'm coming from a hemek shelo. The Netziv already says, not this, but it also says, hayoyis apasa kabez Hashem mayonech, and only from hoin, the Netziv says, that's the reason why you're allowed to be cheshbin revach keneged hefsid. Because we had a whole shayla machlokes. He says the reason is because Kozman at the end of the year, the bottom line, you didn't prosper, you didn't profit at the end of the day, your cash reserves didn't grow, so you didn't have any hoin. You get one day you made $10, the next day you lost the $10. At the end of the day, at the end of the year, you didn't have any hoin, and therefore he says, since the chiv of maisa is only me hoin, you don't have to give off maisa, and you're allowed to rechen the hefsek keneged revach. So I'm saying, hu adin, the same thing is, I just take off of the hemek shela, that you only have a chiv maisa on hoin. This is not hoin. This is oisha. Hoin is money. Now, if I take that money and I need it for my tzrochim, that's not a problem. I had hoin. I had money that's reservable, so to speak. It means at that point, it was money. It was money like any other money. Now, I decided to spend it on my own tzrochim. I have no problem with that. But since it came to me in the form of money, then I have a chiv. In the system, in the days when they did barter, that's also hoin. Because there, the animal did not represent, and that's maybe what you were saying, the animal did not represent hishtamshis, the animal represented money. The animal represented profit. If I have a larger flock, more money, and then I'll barter, and I'll change in animals, and I'll get shvachas of avadim like Yaakov Avinu did, no problem. But that was hoin, that was wealth, that was an accumulation of wealth, that's what my assets, that's not a problem. That is hoin, and you would have a chiyuv of maisa on hoin. It's when an item is specifically for hishtamshes, when a person gives me a picture frame, he's not giving to me so I could sell the picture frame and be a millionaire, or even be a $10 a year. They gave me the picture frame so I should use, I should put a picture in. It was for my hishtamshes, that's not hoin, you don't have a chiyuv of maisa on that. That's a suggestion, you could argue.
They buy your business, you're going to have to give up.
If you what, sorry?
They buy your business.
If you buy
you a business,
They buy for me a business, and now they're giving me a business, and that business is for profit. I hear. If they're giving me that, I hear. So then that might be just like animals of those days. I hear. That might be. I hear.
Well, according to what you're saying, if your checking account is down minus $10,000 and someone pays you $10,000, you never had money.
Wait, why was it minus? Because you were in debt. No, that home was, you went from negative to, all right. That, look, it's a suggestion. You could argue. I have no problem with it. But the Hemek Shea's Lashon is, the Chol Oid Lohichnus Lohitzoy Limikri Hain. I'm saying the same thing. That's the Vodah Hain. Hain has to go into an Oitzev. If the money, now, the whole thing is not Shver. You know, let me back, I skip something. It's not, the Kash is why this Hagdara. The Kash is not why there is a Hagdara altogether. We find even by Trumas and Mises, the Chiv Trumas and Mises weren't on every form of growth. It was on Tvua, right? Yitzhak, Goyrin. It was on wine, oil, and Tvua. It wasn't on Stam Peris. There's no Chiv. Not everything was on Yerokas. Not everything is Chiv Trumas and Mises. So it's not a Kasha why that should be. Not everything, in fact, it had to be only when it's in Smarei Chakri, whatever, different dinim. It's not everything was Truma Miserable. So it's not a Kasha why Chazal, or whoever with its minute came from, wasn't across the board on everything. The Shiloh just was why the Samar Rav, or this Prat, is just to be Magda. Vosep is punked on money and not on items. And why then items were included. So that was the Samaraza. That was my suggestion. But nevertheless, why it's not and everything is not such a cash. The challenge is, how do we know what the Hagdara was and why punk these?
You get money to buy a chayfis. The market gives you money to buy this and this chayfis. We have 2 minutes.
I think even if you have money to buy the chayfis, I could hear that is fine. If you tell me it's given with strings attached and I'm not allowed to use it for anything else, I hear. But if, let's say, someone gives me money to buy something that I need, but it's okay, that's ready to poison. I'm allowed to take off Maisa from this money. It is money. It is hein. Because if it was given with strings attached, I can't. It's Mishan al-Das Baal Bais. I'm now allowed to touch this money and give Maisa on it. But let's say the person gave me Barav, because here's $100 and buy yourself a picture frame, right? So the picture can cost $100, it will cost less. And buy yourself a watch, it can cost less. So on that extra money, I could give Trumas and Mises on. Even though it was given for Ishtamshis, that it should translate. It was given that you now let her touch the money only for this, and the extra you got to give back to me, or I want you to spend the full amount on it. So that already the price comes in. And a Khanavi, if it's given with strings attached, you now let her touch it, and a Khanavi, you don't have a Chiv Mais on it.
You are allowed to touch it.
No, because there I got money. I have hoin. Just like when I earn money, I have hoin, and now I could, like the Satmar Rav for sure, because it's divisible. But even like me, I have hoin. I have money, and now with that money, I'm going to translate that money into Ishtamshis. But at this point, I have something that's reservable. Something that's there that I could store. Oh, I have to buy the whole, I have to buy the whole thing? No, I don't have to. So I don't have to buy the, all right. All right.
I do a service for a guy so that he should pay a chayv of mine. Learn with my kid, I'll pay you
scarling. Right.
You owe for your kids.
So where did he get?
He never got the money.
He's going to
say
it. I hear. Yesh Ladim is there. All right, look, don't pass in anything from my vart. I'm just, it's something I've said that, but I had a trail. So
only night, by barter.
What, by barter? Pashas by barter, you'd have to give off my pashas, because like a Roman Yaakov, I mean.
Yaakov was a netter. Yaakov was a netter. Called Shetitimli Asas Ran Allah.
But we learned now from him that it's.
Standard, but there was a netter. It's a different Akdor. It wasn't regular Maisa Ksav.
With your game by bottle, I give you this hat, give me that hat.
Well, if there was no gain, but.
Never gain. You give a shot.
Service for us.
I have a flock that grew 10 sheep this year, right? Okay, last year I had one sheep, the mother, and now I have 10 sheep. Now I need a hat, so I give you one sheep and I get the hat. And I keep on going, but at the end of the year, I have Shavu Kesef that's worth 10 sheep, right? If had I not bought it, good, I would still have 10 sheep, right? Do I have to give off my son that 10 sheep?
You always have 10.
So I think you do. I live with the Satmar Rav, you shouldn't, because it's not divisible. Every sheep that was born is not divisible. I can't chop up that sheep. I'm just giving you a motion in those days, the whole system of those days. Sometimes they bought it at a profit as well. But even at the very at the first step of the process, Yaakov Avinu had sheep, and therefore he was able to get Avodah Mushvachas. At that point, And that's how he amassed wealth. He kept on having more sheep and more sheep and more animals and more animals, right? Did he have to give off Maisa? He did, right? He didn't have to, but he did. He gave off Maisa, even though it wasn't divisible. So even though you couldn't be mavish minei a day. But Chalal, the whole Satmar Razvod is a stamach chiddush on his angle. Because all the places say that the chiv Maisa Ksafim is not minei a day. If I make money today, I don't have to punk give off to Maisa Ani, punk this dollar that I made today. I could spend this money, and tomorrow with the new profit I make tomorrow, give off Maisa on this money. It's not a problem. Minei Obey is only by Tvua. So Bechalal, the whole Zat Merov Zvot is a chiddish of how he applies it. But Stam, it's Shvel. It doesn't work on items. I don't know how it's going to work at then. For allowance.
$25
for spending on food or whatever it is. It's a shver kasha. It's a shver shayla. I don't have a good teretz to that shayla. But you say lechari, you should. Some place can hold that if you say mechashukhanov, if you don't have to. So maybe we should try to avoid the guy. It's a good shayla. I don't have a clear. All right, let's learn something. This was enough for drushes. All right. We're up to Resh Mem Tes Sif Beis. Lo'olam lo yimna adam atzmei pakas mishlishes hashekel l'shana. In Sif Aleph we had three shurim, a 20th, a chaymish, which is mitzvah min amufcha, 10% to aniyim, which is mida beninis, and pakas mikan is ayin ra. Comes along Makaba Nachashir. Lo'olam lo yimna adam atzmei pakas mishlishes hashekel l'shana, v'mnasen pakas mizeh lokim mitzvah tzedaka. At the very least, a person has to give a shlisha tzashek al-lashana. If you give a shlisha tzashek, you don't give 10%, it's an ayin ra. But you will makayim the minimal amount of tzedakah. If you give less than a shlisha tzashekel, then you weren't even makayim a mitzvah tzedakah. In practical terms, a shlisha tzashekel, the price can say, is roughly around 6.5 grams of silver, which translates today probably less than $2. So if you give that, you got the mamish, the bare minimum, means if someone is an ani ve'evyoin, he also has a mitzvah deraisa to give tzedakah. He also has a chiv to give tzedakah. He's not going to have to give a tenth, he's not going to have to give a chaymish, he's not going to have to give even 5%, because chayak ha'koydman, he has to go first. But he does have to give shlisa shashekel. That's a mitzvah deraisa. Sorry? No, over there. We're going to see in the shak in a second. But at the very least, he's going to have to give shlisha tzashekel. It's a mitzvah deraisa like any other mitzvah deraisa we all have. So he has to give shlisha tzashekel. If you look in the shak, he says in Sif Katan Dalet, the second half of the shak, first half he discusses what the shlisha tzashekel is, but if you look at the second half, he says, Malkein Nagu, Baratzi Se'elu, Shahagabai Tzedaka, Hilu Bebeis HaKnesset, Sheni V'Chamishi, Ligbois Mois Tzedaka, Mekol Echad V'Echad, the Gabe goes around, Vafilu Neisim Me'epokish Avim Matbeis, if he gives the smallest matbeya, each Monday and Thursday over the 50 weeks of the year, who knows in Yosef Mishlisa Tzashekel Loshana Uminig Nachin Hu. It's a Minig Nachin, because like this, it's guaranteed that every single person will be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah. And it only works if Taka people Taka give the Gabbai Tzedakah Monday and Thursday. But like this, we're guaranteed the Mitzvah of Shlisa Tzashekel, the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. God, that today we have it a step better because the Anim themselves come, so you don't even have the Yad Gabe Bemsa. But that is the thing. So you see that if you give the minimal amount every Monday and Thursday, you'll be Mekayim this mitzvah of Shlisa Tzashekel.
What about Maisa? This is Tzedakah. What about
Maisa? Maisa
is a separate
thing. Maisa is Maisa Ksafim is a minig, we said. It's not a chiv, it's a minig. But you have a chiv, Maisa, Stamazayah, it's a mitzvah Tzedakah. But that's only for someone who could afford to give Maisa. Someone who's an Ani, who cannot afford to give Maisa, is potter on Maisa, he doesn't have to give to Maisa, but at the very minimal, he has to give Shlisha Tzashekel. Unfortunately, then, there were many more Aniyim, maybe today there aren't many Aniyim as well, but then there were many Aniyim, so at least we got the bare minimum of Shlisha Tzashekel. Now, you see,
this mitzvah is a chiv in
the what, Shlisha is a mitzvah in the Aisa?
Mitzvah
Oh, so there are a bunch of lavim in us, the two lavim and a number of assays. For some, it might be day maksare, but if you can't afford to give day maksare, you don't have to look. So amet is for day maksare. But stam is nosang titan, v'layer levavko, the other mitzvahs. And as the mitzvah tzedakah, the minimal amount, you have to give shlisha tzashekel. What? Shlisa Tashakel? How did Chazal get it? That's what that was their Hashara. Yeah, and it is a Makar, but I'd rather not get into it. All right. No. Over the year, the Shach says clearly, Sheni v'chamishi, like this, if you give Sheni v'chamishi the very minimal, over the year, he'll already have Shlisa Tashakel Lashona. So that's what the Shach says.
That's going to be a lot less than a year.
Why is it divided year? Because the din is that you have to give every single year, shana b'shana. The chiyuvim are how much you could afford, that they knew, just like Maxis Hashak or whatever it is, they knew that's supposed to be given to a year, the Joshua's shana b'shana, the Gabi Maisa, but that does take. It has to be a year, you have to give Shlisha's Hashak or Lashana. Now what you see from the... It's even worse than a Nayin Ra, but it's the very minimum to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah. If an Ani who can't afford to give more, he won't be an Ayin Ra, he's an Ani, his needs come first, but nevertheless, he has to give Shlisha Sashaka. That's why I stress that it's even... Sorry? We're going to get to it soon. It's going to be Mitzvah Shem and Sevdala. But all right. Now, you see from the Shach that he was Mishabeach, this Minig Nachon, to give a little bit each time, means twice a week, 50 weeks, you're giving it over 100 Nesinas over the year, and that he held it was good. There's a Shaila among Zechrein, and which is preferred manner? Which is the preferred method? Is it better to give the whole amount in one shot, or to give a little bit to Bisloch many times to many Aniyim? When you have to give Maisik Sofim, or when you have to give Stamatz, Maisat Stok, or Chomish, is it better to give everything to one Talmud Chacham, or is it better to give to a bunch of Talmud Chachamim? Which is better? Is it better to give in one shot, a nice Shein and Adava, you'll be honored by the dinner, or is it better to give a little bit? You won't be honored, but you'll be give a little bit, same amount, but you give a little bit to many people. Which is better? From the Shach, he's Meshabech, this Minik. It's a dear Kyle, but you see that he held that it was a good idea to give Kama Nesinis. Lamaisa, it's a Rambam and a Rav in Pirish Mishnais in Ovis. In Perikim or Mishnah Tezvav, the Mishnah says as follows. Vakoyul lefi roiv hamasa. What does that mean? So Rambam and the Rav says the following pshat. Shahamayulis, I want to say over this Rambam, I know it's a bit long, but it's a beautiful Rambam. All Rambams are beautiful, this is a beautiful Rambam. Shahamayulis layagiu la'odam lefi roiv goydol hamaisa. The Mayulis, when you want to acquire good midas and Mayulis, it doesn't happen by great things. It doesn't happen that you do one big thing. That's not how you do it. It's lefi roiv goydol hamaisa. The amount, the times, the actions that you do. Have a lefi... It doesn't go lefi reiv god ha-maisar, but lefi reiv mispar ha-maisim. It goes according to the number of times that you do it. V'hu, sh'ha-mailis omnam yagiu b'kifol ha-maisim ha-toivim pa-omim rabis. If you constantly, nochanan, constantly give, do it again and again and again, you train yourself to be a ish nadiv. V'mze yagiu, v'imze, and with this, yagiu kinin chazak. Loki sh'yasa odim pal echa godu mipulis ha-toivis. Ki b'ze levadu lo yagiu loy kinin chazak. Ma'amoshu b'ze. Kishayitin ha'adam l'misha roi elef zehuvim bevas achas le'ish echad or le'ish achal le'nosan klum lo'yala b'yadav midas ha'nadivis b'zeh ha'maisa ha'echad ha'gadol. It won't be as valuable, it won't be as great to make an effect, to influence you, k'moshah me'agiyo l'misha isnadev elef zehuvim be'elef pa'amim v'nosan kol zehuv me'em atzad ha'nadivis m'p'neish ezeh keifu me'isa ha'nadivis elef pa'amim v'egiyo lo'y kinin chozak v'zeh, and the other person was only pa'machus levad his oirir ha'nafshah, his oirir ha'gedulu lifol toiv v'akakak poskim imen, he won his oiris and that's it. The other person, nochanant, again his oiris, again his oiris v'chein b'toiro. This is what I want. If someone was paid an oni, he was a mefarnes an oni, he gave him day maksoy, one oni, 100 dinarim, it's not as valuable, not as precious, and not as, it doesn't have the same impact as if someone would give to 10 anim 10 dinarim. Well, zeh ha-hekish, something similar, v'zeh inin amru lufi reiv ha-maisa, avaloy lufi goydol ha-maisa. The Pirush Mishnayis learns out from a Mishnah, it's pretty clear that if you have a choice of giving one ani, day maksari, 100 dinarim, or 10 anim, day maksari, 10 dinarim each, it is better to give 10 anim than rather to give to one ani. That is the Rambam. Now the Rambam, the reason of the Rambam, it seems, that even though the $100 to that one ani is taka a better nesina, it's a goydala nesina, and for that itself, it's taka, that has value on faket, that is more kashuv. But the Rav HaMaisim is even more important. The Rav HaMaisim is more important than the Rav than the Goydel HaMaisa. There is a Cheshivah to Goydel HaMaisa, but the Rav HaMaisim is even more important. That's the Rambam Shita. Now it's Meduik in the Rambam that he says if the choice was to give to one Ani Dei Maksarei 100 dinarim, or to give to 10 Aniim Dei Maksarim 10 dinarim, it's more important to give to the 10 Aniim, because by giving 10 times, you're training yourself to the Nadivis, the Milas and Nadivis. Mashman the Rambam, if I had a different choice, if my choice was to give to one Ani, Dei Maksairai, or to give to 10 Aniyim, but I won't get Dei Maksairai, $100 makes it. $10 a piece is not going to make it. He's going to have to still collect from other people, he's going to still have to scrimp, he's going to still have to suffer, he's still going to be an Ani. Then it sounds like the Rambam, no, then Avada you would have to give Lefi Goydala, the Cheshivas, you have to give the Dei Maksairai. It's if you have a choice that all is equal, both you're giving Mekayim Dei Maksairai, and the choice is to give a great Dei Maksairai to one Ani. You know, one Ani is really a Nitzrach, he needs $100. You know, 10 Aniim that are only minimal Nitzrachim, and $10 would do it, I'll give $10 to 10 Aniim, then everything and all is equal in terms of Dei Maksairai. The just shaila is between Goydel HaMaisa, the one big nesina, to the Rav HaMaisim, to the Mizbah HaMaisim. It's better to give the Mizbah HaMaisim 10 times. And Betum, it's a real Tshuva Sam Seifer. The Tshuva Sam Seifer in Chelek Vav, I think it's Simon Tess, says he had a choice. He's giving an Eitzah Yehutzah. He's telling, if you listen to me, this is my Eitzah, what to do with this Izovin, the Yerusha, what to be Mefanes Tamid HaChachamim. He says it's better to take all the profit, he has a Keren Kayemes, all the profit that's generated, and take the entire profit and give it to one Talmud Chacham, Dei Maksairai, and let him learn, then to do what the people do, Vaisas Aminik Bizman, the Chazam Seif as well, that they give a little bit to each Talmud Chacham, but none of them Dei Maksairai. It is better to give the Dei Maksairai to that one Talmud Chacham, and he could be Mefanes, you're getting one Omot Torah, you're supporting one Kolayin Gaman fully, from you, solely from you. You're doing Dei Maksairai, that's more kashuv than giving to Manchanim and not having Dei Maksairai for many of them.
What about the other people?
That's your job. You'll give to them. I'm taking one, you'll take one, Moshe will take one, everyone, we'll all take one. But sorry?
There's no chiv to give.
That's going to be later on, the next step, 1 second. But I'm just talking about right now, that you have a choice. The Rambam's whole vote was, if all is equal in halak in terms of Dei Maksairai, or faket, all is equal in not Dei Maksairai. Let's say you're not giving enough anyway to be Dei Maksairai. So all is equal, so then you want to know, even though it's the Goydel Chashivas of this Nesina, it's better to do Lufi Rav HaMaisim. The pulas have Ashpa on you, and that's better. But if it's better to give, you can one you have Dei Maksairai and one not, Avada the Dei Maksairai is more important. We discussed last week a shita at the beginning of the shiur. I opened up. That's what the shita says. I'll pee this Raman. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Ase asren olach." Why? If you have to give a chaimish mitzvah min amufcha, the pasuk should just say a chaimish. We learn out a chaimish. The gemara learns out a chaimish. Why it says "Ase" breaks it down to two nesinas, a tenth. So in the shita, I'll pee this Raman. That's the word, because the Torah is teaching us that it's better to give 2 tenths than 1 chaimish. Each maisa is mashpia. Each ma'isa is a nedivis. Each ma'isa has its effect, and that's more important. Now, what we're discussing right now, not to be confused, is in terms of cheshivas, is in terms of the ma'isim. There is a bach, on the other hand, that there is a bach that says in the Tafresh Tzadi Hei, talks about Matanis of Yoinim, the bach says the reason why we give to a bunch of different aniyim, Shleich Manis is one thing, but Matanis of Yoinim, you have to give to 2 of Yoinim, he says, because it's more important. So it's very similar to the Rambam, but not the Rambam. He says, it is more important to, if you had 100, remember it's the same Moshe, you have 100 dinarim, it's more important to take that 100 dinarim and be mechaya 10 aniyim, than to take the 100 dinarim and be mechaya 1 ani, because he says, with this you mechaya 10 aniyim, and with this you only mechaya 1 ani. Now, I saw the Minchas Yitzchak says that even though the Bach doesn't say where he's coming from, he was coming from this Rambam. Lani's Daiti was not coming from this Rambam. Lani's Daiti, it's Hevdo Rochak Mizel Ezen. I think the Rambam is Lechari Fakir from the Bach. The Bach is saying that there is a Maila of being Mahana 10 Aniyim than to be Mahana 1 Ani. Mitzad the recipient, you are helping out 10 Aniyim is better than helping out 1 Ani. That's the back. From the Rambam, I think Faket. The Rambam holds that the Goydel HaNesina, the Chashivas HaNesina, would be more important that that one only got a mamish, a fest in the Dava. The only reason why he says to break it up in 10 times is mitzad the Noisin, that you should teach yourself and train yourself and mashpi yourself of Goydel HaMaisa that has a better effect. L'moshel, what would be like the Rambam if I'll have this $100 instead of giving it to one oni, bevas achas, like the Rambam says, let's say I could give it differently. I'll set up with a younger man that I'll give you monthly, not every year, one time for the year. Every month I'll send you a check. I'll give it to you 12 times. I have a choice to give one oni 12 times or to give to 12 aniyim. There, the Rambam doesn't have any maila. Both are 12 maisim. That's not a maila. Now, granted, if I break it down each month, I'm not going to have the maila of the Rambam of Goydel HaNesina either, could be, because maybe each Nesina is separate. But the Rambam, the vote was, in my maisa HaNesina, it's more chosh of the maisim. Like the back, it's more chosh of mitzad the recipient. From that, from the Rambam, I'm not convinced. Someone asked me recently, what would be if someone gives to a kupas tzedakah? He gives to a yeshiva. So I give $100 to BMG. They have Kanaina Hurricane Yerbu, let's say, 1,000 younger light on payroll. So I gave him $100. Each younger man is going to get 10 cents of my $100, right? Let's say all the money goes to the younger light. So that's beautiful. So you would think that's great, that's better. The younger man told me that's better than giving it all to one oni. Now, if you learn like the Bach, yeah, there's Yesh Mokum for there, because here you're being Mahana, 1,000 younger light. Although one could argue 10 cents, 1,000 younger light, I don't know 10 cents really going to do much. I already saw that the Tzadok Mishpat said even the Bach would be made. The Bach was only talking about it's each on is getting a Nesina Chashuva Lahachyos, that he's getting something Choshev, but Stam, each one's getting break down 10 cents, that's nothing. So the Tzadok Mishpat says even the Bach would be made. But like the Rambam, for sure that's not the Milo. It would be more important for you to give to 10 younger light individually than to give the one Nesina to BMG, nothing personal, to give one Nesina to a Maisid that they're going to divide it amongst 1,000 younger light and each one's going to get only 10 cents. Because in the Cheshbon of the Nesina could be the 10 younger light are better. And in terms of the Maisim, you have to know when you done the Maisim. If the Maisim is what BMG pays out, okay, so then they stock 1,000 Maisim. But if the Maisim is what I gave to the yeshiva, which is that's what's going to influence me and have an impact on my hanhaga, I only did it one time. I cut one check to one yeshiva. So that's not going to have the Reva Maisim. I wasn't influenced, so I'm not going to have that Reva Maisim. Like the Rambam, that's not the Maila. Like the Bach, yeah, that's a Maila. I gave to 1,000 Anim or whatever it was that everyone received. That could be a Maisa. The Maisa could be you have a shtickle of a Makar to the Bach. As the Tyson Kedushin Chav Zayin and Aleph says like this, Ma'isa Berangam Galil, that he was on a boat, a famous Ma'isa, and he had to give Mimafish Trumus and Ma'isis, so he gave a tenth to Yeshua, and then he gave a tenth to Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, to give, he was a Gabbai Tztaka, to give out. Fractosis, Rabbi Yeshua was an Ani himself. Instead of giving to Rabbi Akiva to give out as a Gabbai Tztaka, let him give it to Yeshua himself, Rabbi Yeshua. Why do you have to give it to Rabbi Akiva for? So Taisa has two terutz. One terutz says that Rabbi Yeshua Taka wasn't an ani enough to be able to collect Maisa ani. That's one terutz of Taisa. The other terutz of Taisa was is that the Gemara in Ervin says that it's an error. It's not a good thing to give all your trumas and maisas to an ani echad. So Mamela, Rabbi Gamliel preferred to give it to Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva, that he's going to give it out to many aniim rather than give it to Rabbi Yeshua, because it's all going to go to ani echad. Now, could be, okay, Pashas, we see in Taisis, that there's a maila to give to Harbi Aniyim than to give to one Ani, which is, like the Bach, that there was a maila to give to many Aniyim rather than to one Ani. The Maisa might not be such a raya, because that could be a different Gemara. It's a halacha later on, Reishon and Zayin, Sif Tes, this did not to give to Ani Echod. And Yetz Hashem, if we get there, we'll see that there are different reasons why that's true. It could be it was only Lafuki to give to Rishu, because everything will go to Ani Echod. But you have a choice to give, let's say, to 3 Aniyim, or to give to 10 Aniyim. Maybe there's no Milo of giving to 10 Aniyim over 3. It's only a Milo to give to 10 over 1, because there's a din, you're not supposed to give everything to one Ani. I'm not convinced. Lamai says, Lavushe Srod says a different reason why there's a maila to give to many aniim. He says, because yes, we don't know of an emes, if this ani is really discernment of tzedakah, you might blow it. So, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You're going to give it all to one ani, and he really was an ani. Kum tzayt, you never makayim mitzvah tzedakah. You never makayim mitzvah. So if you give to a bunch of aniim, so even if some aniim were enim hum mu'oganim, at least you'll chap around those aniim which mu'oganim, you makayim mitzvah tzedakah.
I wanted to fix up BMG. Maybe if you had a push kit from BMG and you put in a dollar at a time.
Yeah, 100%. If you want to give to BMG $1 every day or before Adlok Kasneris, you're right. Then you'll have Roiva Maisim. Correct, you'll have both. You have Roiva, that's good. That's a good Eitz. You'll have Roiva Maisim, and at the end of the day, it'll go to many Anim, so you'll have Roiva Anim, you'll have the box Eitz as well. I hear.
Not the
stuff, it goes in the bank account, they cut the check, it's a HBLA. Pash is going to be good. That will be a good Eitz. Eno Hanami. All right. Let's go. Any other question before we go on?
Shliach mitzvah girl. So you give it to a guy who's going to Eretz Yisrael. There he is. If he wants to go to Kumani or Kriyani, he's going to the Kaisel. It's pashas. I should give him the $20 I give. I should give it to one guy.
You ask him to give it to one guy. Well, you're only doing one mice. No, faket. So for then you should want 20 guys, because you're only doing one mice in the scene anyway, so you're not going to chaper in the Rambam. But if he gives it to 20 and him, you might chaper in the Bach. Faket. The Bach holds. So in that case, you're only doing one mice anyway. The best off would be somehow to get many mice to one, means if you do, your Eitzah. Faket. Have one pushka box, every day put in a dollar, but at the end of the day, give that whole pushka box to one Talmud Chacham. So then you'll have. That might be the shpitz, and then you give him day maksoy, that could be mamish shpitz. You'll have a riboy amaisim, and still get the grace and the sinus tzedakah, maybe, and you'll have day maksoy, that might be the shpitz if you can get the day maksoy.
That's all that was it then. To give everything.
No, at the end, you're right, if it's going at the end, but let's say you'll make that the pushka would be zocha to Ranim right now, so every time, you're right, if the pushka is not zocha, then l'chay, the one nesina came at the end. L'chay. Alright. You won't have the Bach. Yeah, but look, even the Bach, like I said, Zakum Mishpah says only if you can be Lach Yoysoi. If it's a better Chashiva. And from the Rambam, it's Mashma that there is a Chashiva in the Nasina. And if it's Day Mak Soyre, that's a Redek Sam Soyre. I said that's for sure. If you can give enough that you can support one younger man in learning, and he could be your younger man, and you could give him Day Mak Soyre, that would be Spitz. That would be great.
Chassofi, you should give it 12 installments.
No, like Sam Sefer just says, Eitzah Yehutzah, if you listen to me, Eitzah Yehutzah, give it to one Talmud Chacham and support him rather than to give what Talmud Inam does to many, a little bit to many. Oh, so that's he said. Maybe what you do is either give him every month, like, right, you can do that every week, every month. I mean, you have to also be considerate to him that he shouldn't have to come on to you every single week, you know. You know, you have to have some, oh, but look, I want to get this Reif Meisim in on your judgment. So I don't think that was what I called it once in the Reif Meisim. It has to be Nesina Cheshu, where they, you know, give it Bekovetik. All right, let's do another Siv. Siv Gimel. Tzorach Litin at Tzedakah, B'Sev upon him Yofis, B'Simcha over Tuvlevov, you should be happy when you give it. You should give it b'seiv upon him yofis, and you should empathize with the ani. Umedabeloi divrei tanchumim, and you console him. Don't worry, times will change. Mi'at Hashem, you'll be from the noisnim. You'll marry off your child. V'mnasna b'upon him zoyefis v'royis hifsed zechusa. You lost out your schus. If you give it to him with derision, you give it to him with tzar, with neglect. You don't have the cheshivas and the covered adam, then you're going to hifset zechusai. Zak teshach sif katan hay. Afilu nosan loy harbe. Even if you gave a lot, a kilo like that will be yechapa af, and that will cover over your problem. No, it won't. Va'oiva, not only that, va'oiva al alav loyera levavcha. You gave it with loyera levavcha. You have to give it b'sev upon him yafis. Now, what you see also is you have this. Academy, you can have a simcha v'tuv leivov at the same time that you're having tzar umedabelo divrei tanchumin. I mean, the Satmar Rav, well, Yom Kippur davening was Yidu, that one second he was crying and one second he was besimcha. You could have at the same time simcha and tzar. And the Mefarshim explains because the simcha is not on the outside. You're not smiling to Dani that I'm happy you're coming to me and you're poor. No, the simcha is inside that you're happy you're being mekayim the mitzvah and you're able to help somebody and you have a nediv lev. It's a simcha of a tuv lev. It's on the outside. You show him a concern and expression of empathy and you're trying to help him. You sympathize with his cause and that's, so you can have both. And that's why I mentioned that if a person will be mafresh his money, some hold that you're supposed to be mafish my success. Anyway, it's a good idea. But even if not, I said that you'll see that if you always set aside your money for when the ani comes around, you'll see that you'll be able to give it b'simcha v'tuv levav. You'll actually be excited and happy when the ani comes by, because oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to. I don't have to hold on to this money now. I found an ani, I can give it to Baruch Hashem, and you pati yourself from the mitzvah. You'll actually feel happy about it, and it's not a problem. You might feel funny. I'm happy giving. No, yes, you're supposed to be b'simcha v'tuv levav, even though you're being misainin b'tzayra. You can have both. Lekayim tzedakah means, let's say you only mekayim half a tzedakah. Let's say you gave a shishis hashakah, so that's tzedakah, but you weren't mekayim midaraisa. Let's say you're supposed to put on, do a mitzah. You're supposed to whatever mitzah it is. So you did half the mitzah. Here, hisetz chusa, you don't get schar for this mitzah. You blew it. It was a wasted money. You give money to an ani, and you do it. You do it with panim zayefais v'rois. Hisetz chusa, you have no schar. No, because lekayim mitzvah is mashma that a chelik of the tzedakah you did, but you didn't want mekayim the entire mitzvah of tzedakah. Let's say the mitzvah tzedakah shlishas hashakah, so I gave shlishas hashakah, so I got half of the mitzvah, but I wasn't mekayim the full mitzvah, so I missed out on the mitzvah tzedakah. But what I did give the shlishas hashakah I gave, I will get schar for, even though I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah I say, but I'll get schar for every pruta that I give for tzedakah, or even paksa pruta will say. Mashenken here, if a guy gives a bepanim zayfes v'royis, his is chusa, he doesn't have schar. Adarav, he was either alav or v'loyeri alavavcha. It was wasted money. He threw out the money because you didn't get the mitzvah tzedakah. Adarav, you got a lav out of it. So
you didn't get the mitzvah tzedakah, you're just not going to get schar.
But you're not going to get schar for that mitzvah. Hifz and schusay. You want to know if you want to be like the guy and you want to do the mitzvah without this.
He gave this money to Zayfais. He wasn't Kaim's
nether. I don't know. That might be totally in Lashem Neod and what a nether is. But it could. We're going to see later on. Atats have gone. Hey, we'll see.
He got mitzvah for the Nesina, but he didn't get mitzvah for Simcha Tavoy.
It's not what it sounds like. Hifz and schusay. The schar of mitzvah tzedakah, he lost out on that schar. What? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give it bezimcha, v'lo yeir alavavcha. That is not the mitzvah. If a person, I would suggest, I didn't see this anywhere, but I would suggest the mitzvah in the Torah is to shake a lulav with an esrog. The epitome has to be facing up, right? Now, let's say you decide you go to a mahuda de galulav, mahuda esrog, you turn the esrog upside down because that's what he's taught, and you didn't turn it back over after the bracha, and that's how you shook your lulav. You're very nice. You shook dalad minim, but you didn't shake the dalad minim that the Torah wanted to shake. You didn't do it in that oifen. You didn't get that mitzvah. The Torah says when you give tzedakah, it's supposed to not be v'la yera levavka. If you give tzedakah while you're yera levavka, you didn't do the nesinas tzedakah that the Torah asked for. Now, I didn't see this inside, but I could hear that you didn't do mitzvah tzedakah. You didn't do the mitzvah tzedakah. That's not the mitzvah tzedakah HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked you to do. He asked you to do something else. You lost out the schus of the tzedakah. It means even though the ani benefited from you, Lamasha, there's a din, I'll take it so far, there's a din that if you drop a prut and the ani finds it, you also get schar, right? So even though that's not a maisa tzedakah, you didn't go out mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah, it wasn't maisa sina, but you get schar and you get a bracha, that's straight in Rashi and the Chazar, right? So the maisa, the ani did get schar, he did get supported from this. So maybe that indirect schar you would get, hifzitz chuseh, but if you're talking, you weren't even doing a nesina tzedakah b'chal. That's not the way the nesina the Kaddish Baruch Hu asks you to do. L'yera levavka. All right, if you don't want to take it so far, it's my egen avart. If you don't want to take it so far, but at least you see hifzitz chuseh, it's avtocha. It's kabask in the Shulchan Aruch that they're not going to be schar out of such a nesina.
So if you're going to have l'yera levavka, then it's going to make a difference. Even if you show them a nice face, but you're inside, you're saying,
Okay, so you're going to see Met Hashem in Sif Yud Gimel that there is, even if you give it like Be'etzev, even though inside you're upset about it, but on the outside if you're nice, there is an Indian, you will get Schar, and it sounds like over there you will not be over L'Yer Levavka. It's only over here when it's L'Yer Levavka and it's shown that Yer Levavka, that he sees that there's a Yer Levavka, that's when you're over the Lav and it's Hifzid Scharei. But without
somebody's walking around Shabbos, and I really would rather not give that person.
If you ask me,
you don't feel happy about giving them.
But you're going to give it b'panim zayefais, or you're going to be able to make an act?
No, I just do it. I don't know.
Now, if you're going to give it with nice, but say b'panim zayefais, even though inside you're be'etzev, so l'chor you should give. But if you can't control yourself and you're going to be Yer Levavka, that he's going to see Yer Levavka, I would tell you, I would tell you that it's better off taka not to give. If you're going to be over the lav and you don't have schar, better off not to give. Okay, we're going to learn next Mechab, we'll see. But Lachar, you're going to be overlapped. But it's not so difficult. Control yourself. You know, smile when you give. But you smile when you give it. And even though on the inside you're burning up, but it's not a problem. All right. Akutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.